you really get them to start to talk more. And that's really going to be a much better learning process for not just the advisor, but also for the individual.
Welcome to the All Things Retirement Podcast with certified financial planner, Anthony Alfo. Here's your host, Ben George.
Well, you're listening to All Things Retirement. Glad to have you on the podcast today as we spot some of the problematic personalities of rogue advisors. We should have a little bit of fun today. We've got some clever names for the different personalities that are out there, but it is a serious conversation because you do want to find a trustworthy, a competent financial advisor that can help you secure your financial future. And we're going to talk through some of the personalities that maybe you want to shy away from today. So it should be a good episode. Welcome in Anthony Alfo over at Cardinal Wealth Group. Anthony, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Actually, speaking of problematic, recently, my wife had an emergency procedure to remove her gallbladder. Everything's good, but speaking of problematic, it's problematic not probably having staying on top of a primary physician and listening to your body is problematic. And certainly learned. She's young, about mid 30s, so it's kind of that transition of going from your teens and 20s where you're invincible, and then starting to age a little bit. Certainly can happen to anybody. Apparently, having two kids in your mid 30s, you're a little bit more prone to have some these gallbladder things. So she's doing fine, but she kind of let that pain go for a few days, and it kind of started probably 2 months ago. Probably something that we should listen to our bodies a little bit more so it doesn't become as problematic. But probably would end up with the same result either way, and that was surgery. But she's doing great.
She's doing well. Good. Glad to hear that. Yeah. It's crazy. Like, you hear everybody tell you as you're, when you're younger, hey, your body's just going to start falling apart. Like, it is just part of it. And you don't ever believe them because you never had those issues, right? You've always been healthy. You could do whatever you wanted to and then wake up the next morning and be ready to go for the most part. But yeah, things just pop up out of nowhere, seemingly, that you have no idea why they're bothering you or why they started hurting. But I guess it's just that the time is taking its toll.
I turned 40 and I woke up with a bad back and sciatic nerve issue. And I'm sure, people that are maybe 50 or 60 listen and say, oh, well, just wait until you get to.
You got it easy.
It's not that bad. And to wait till you get to where I'm at. So, yeah, just certainly time to listen to the body a little bit more.
And it's a great reminder that, having your health and taking care of your health is so important. It's a overlooked part of this retirement process, right? Because if you don't have your health, it doesn't matter how much you've saved and earned through the years. So you'll never enjoy it.
Yeah, that's how you're going to be able to enjoy it, right? And that's by taking care of yourself first. So it's definitely some valid advice there.
All right, we're going to hop into this conversation today. If you have anything on your mind, we'd love to hear from you. You can always log on cardinalwg.com to get in touch with the Cardinal Wealth Group. There you can begin your Cardinal success journey. You can get your free assessment right now. Just log on cardinalwg.com. All right, so I'm going to describe the personality, and we'll give them a clever name as we go through this for these advisors, and I'll let you kind of explain a little bit more detail of what these personalities mean and why they might not be a great fit for somebody. So let's just start with the ghost, we'll call them. This is the advisor that really gets you all set up, gets everything in place, and then just kind of disappears, right? It's so hard to get in touch with them anytime you have any questions or concerns.
Yeah, and I would just say before I answer that is that on our website, we do have something that's called, it's a brochure, it's called 10 Mistakes to Avoid When Hiring an Advisor. And some of these, I'm sure, are personalities that we're going over, which we do mention some of those personalities. We mentioned some personalities as red flags to be aware of. And then also just some other sales tactics and things like that, that advisors that are maybe not quite in your best interest to maybe avoid. I'd point anybody to our website. It's a free brochure that you can just download, 10 mistakes to avoid when hiring an advisor.
Yeah, good plug.
Yeah, so the ghost. I think this type of trait is a little bit more in the commission-based world where maybe somebody selling an insurance or an annuity product would typically happen. I think sometimes also people assume the word advisor means I'm getting like a relationship-based person here that's going to work with me throughout time and give me good sound advice year over year. But on the other side, when you have somebody that's maybe more commission-based, they might be putting together a nice sales presentation that does provide some good other recommendations, but ultimately really just might be teeing up that insurance product sale and really are just setting it and forgetting it and just kind of moving on to the next person. And unfortunately, it's pretty common in that world. And it's not exactly what a lot of people think that they're signing up for. Yeah, so that's probably somebody that you're just going to ultimately not rely on for sound financial advice. And it's probably not somebody that wants to give sound financial advice on an ongoing basis. So it might be time to kind of go to somebody who's going to be more of a financial advisor and provide ongoing advice and services along the way, for sure.
Okay. What about the advisor that, or the financial professional, maybe is a better way to describe this person, is someone that really just kind of tells you most of your issues can be solved by one product. And we talk all the time about it, all the different options and tools that, you know, you use at Cardinal Wealth Group to help people structure their plan. So we'll call this person the one trick pony.
Yeah, this is actually somebody kind of listed in our, that 10 mistake brochure that I just mentioned, one of the red flags. You know, you're going to a dinner seminar, free lunch. You know, a lot of times they're really just talking about the products over planning. Or when you walk into the office for the first time, they're asking you for your statement so that they can just look at your investments, and they just automatically just start providing fixes before even really getting to understand you and your financial goals and objectives or concerns. So don't get me wrong, you know, investments are super important. I just think that they're kind of really should be in the right order from a process standpoint, really discovering, understanding those individuals and first and working towards or working backwards towards what those right investment solutions are. And I mean, there's hundreds or thousands of different investment options out there. So I don't know, there's just not one magic one that solves it for everyone, or else we A, wouldn't have advisors, or B, everybody would just be in that. I think, again, it's a little bit more as that salesperson disguised as a professional when you come across this, and we kind of say you should probably run for the exit when that's the case.
Yeah, no question. All right, there are a lot of buzzwords in the industry when it comes to financial planning. So the advisor that throws around a lot of these when you meet with them, right, just constantly just kind of throwing you big terms, using heavy jargon, maybe, I don't know, it's to impress you potentially, but a lot oftentimes it just confuses you, right?
Yeah, the role of an advisor is really, it's got to be somebody who's taking some of this complex information and breaking it down in a way that you can understand. Sometimes you have somebody that's really a client that's really informed, understands a lot of this technical jargon, language, terminology. And then other times, and I would say most of the time, you have people that are more on a, you know, foundational level of understanding. They've heard of some of these words, but they might not know the difference between them all. And our job as the advisor is to really be not only a great listener, but a good communicator that can meet people at the level that they're at to provide them the information in a way that they can take it in and understand it so that they can be confident in the decisions that they're making going forward. It's very evident when meeting somebody for the first time, and certainly as you spend more time with them, what level somebody's at. And that should allow you to continue to prepare accordingly going forward with those meetings in the future on how to best communicate with that person. If, you know, it's almost like how I feel like when I go to the doctors, I feel like doctors could use communication training, because a lot of times I'm like, what did you say? You know, or I didn't understand, because they never really get away from the science words of breaking it down a little bit simpler. And I think that if you're with somebody that's like that, yeah, they could be done to kind of show off, but that doesn't really help make it any easier for them. We should be educating the person along the way. And I think that's a big potential communication gap that you might want to either have that discussion with the advisor and say, you know, is there a way you can make this simpler? I mean, some advisors just don't know too. They're just maybe really analytical themselves and just aren't like unaware. So maybe, you know, bringing it to their attention first, if they're not aware, and then kind of seeing how it goes. And if it's still too complex, and, you know, maybe see if there's somebody else that you can speak with.
All right, we're trying to help you spot problematic personalities that you might find when looking for an advisor. If you want to sit down and talk with Anthony, learn more about him, you can always give him a call at 609-362-5512. I know you're a pretty good listener, Anthony, from what I've gauged on the podcast, and that's an important quality, right? Someone, an advisor that can actually listen to you, figure out what your needs are, what your concerns are, what worries you, and addresses those. So I guess if you get into a meeting with someone that's always talking a lot and handling most of the conversation, we'll call them a conversation hog, that could be a problem.
Yeah, somebody told me, I don't know, I'd say close to 12, 15 years ago, two ears, one mouth. And, you know, you should be listening twice as much as you're talking. I mean, there's certainly a time and a place where I'm going to lead the conversation and talk more so to go through something, a concept, or, you know, educate on something. But you have to really just shut up and listen, ask good questions, have a good sense of asking good follow-up questions to make sure you understand what they're trying to convey to you, and check what you're saying and have them almost repeat it back to make sure that they understand, that you understand what they think that they understand. And that's, you know, really the only way to really truly help to understand somebody. And then, you know, certainly by asking more questions, you're going to learn more about where they've been in life, what got them here, you know, what roads they've been down, so their relationship on money. If we're just, you know, jumping to conclusions with everybody, you're going to miss so much. And, you know, again, the more that the questions are not just single answers where they can just say yes or no, like, or how much money do you have, like one word, and more open-ended, you really get them to start to talk more. And that's really going to be a much better learning process for not just the advisor, but also for the individual.
All right. We know there's a lot of fear and doom and gloom out there right now. It's not just a new thing. This has been a tactic that's used throughout the years, right? It gets you to worry and that it drive on and play on that emotion to get you to act and react to something. So if you come across an advisor that does this a lot, that emphasizes a lot of the urgency that's needed and action that you need to take and constantly harps on the negative, this Armageddon prophet is not the best fit, probably.
Yeah, fear-based selling, no, is no bueno. I would say that, again, this is more of a salesperson disguised as a professional. It's unfortunate that there are a lot of people out there that are still doing this. Radio ads, TV ads, still out there playing to people's insecurities. This happens, you know, certainly a lot in the insurance world. It's not to say that there isn't a place for insurance in people's financial plans as a tool. But I just think that when it's coming from a fear-based sales tactic, it may not be reality, might not be truth, or the full truth, or even the best option for the individual. And that's just something that you probably would say this is might be a little bit of a red flag and might want to look at getting a second opinion for sure.
All right, a couple more personalities we want to point out. There's some people that when you sit down with them, they want to kind of get you signed up or get you on board before they really get into a lot of their philosophy, a lot of their strategy. But what they're really focused on is kind of getting that first maybe payment from you. So this fee-first scoundrel is our next one we want to highlight.
I don't know why somebody would hand over, you know, a dollar of their money without fully understanding what they're going to get themselves into. You might not like where you're currently at, but I don't know if it makes sense to jump to someplace new that you don't fully understand what you're getting yourself into. I think as an advisor and you're meeting somebody new, we should be providing lots of details, displaying how we understand where they're at versus where they want to be, how we're able to help get them there, what the cost and not just the cost, but the value that we're providing in lieu of that cost. That's why we offer what's called our, you know, Cardinal Success Journey. It's a three-step process where we're, you know, we're spending many hours with the couple or individual to get to know them before we even start working with them. You know, we're building out their financial plan in advance, helping them understand how it works, what's not working, how can we make it better, figuring out what the value that we can provide to their current situation is, whether it's, you know, from a financial planning, investment, tax situation, all that good stuff, but also just making sure that our personalities are a good fit. It's a two-way street. We want to make sure that we're, you know, have good long-term relationships with people that we really like, and it should be the other way around where they're interviewing us to make sure that we're a good fit from where they sit before they pay us, 1 cent of a cost or a fee. So our process is completely free. I mean, I guess we both have to give up time if it doesn't work out. But, you know, I think that's a much better process than, you know, the fee first person in terms of you have to move your money over before we start to give you advice.
All right. One last one that we want to point out is the Chameleon. And this is one that adapts their advice and their strategy, not really based on what the client really needs, but they really just try to kind of tell you what they think you want to hear.
Yeah. You know, that's kind of just the person who's just looking to appease you no matter what. And a lot of times the client might be upset about something or concerned and say, you know, well, you know, let me pull out my bag of tricks and I got a great idea over here. And yeah, that's not really advising. It's more of that salesperson than a professional, as I was describing earlier. And, providing prescriptions for people should be based on a foundation of information. Just like when you go to a doctor, most of them don't have the greatest personalities that I've come across, which is perfectly fine. But they're like, this is what you have from the evaluation. This is where we're going to start with the medicine based off the ailment. And whether or not you want to hear it or not, it's just really much more facts driven. That doesn't mean that you're not going to take and hear and listen to the client in terms of if they're unhappy about something to address it and explain to them maybe why that might be. And maybe there are times where it does make sense to shift it, but certainly not from a standpoint of just like a bag of tricks in a box that you can just whip out at any time. It should really be based on some foundations there, factual information to help guide them. And that's why having this ongoing meetings is really helpful, I think, to just continue to go over things of what's happening, why things are working, or maybe why things are not working right now, and just to really help people understand and keep chipping away and educating along the way.
All right, good stuff. If you have questions for Anthony, and if you want to maybe get to know more about Anthony and learn more about his philosophy, I definitely encourage you to go through our podcast, listen back through that. We explore a number of different retirement planning topics, but jump online at cardinalwg.com and not only get that 10, what is it? What was the download? 10 advisors 10 you look out for?
10 mistakes to avoid when hiring an advisor.
Okay, perfect. Find that. But also you can start your Cardinal Success Journey. And Anthony, for anybody that does that, what can they expect with that free assessment?
Yeah, I mean, it's really going to start off with a listening session where we're just going to, I mean, there's nothing to provide to us. It's just really going to be a conversation to hear a little bit more about where you've been, where you want to go, what's important to you, what you're concerned about, any questions that you have, we're happy to answer them. And then, you know, if there's some good synergy there, we can talk about the next steps on how we can go through that Cardinal Success Journey. You know, we'll give you an itinerary or some of the main info that we're looking for. We'll get a lot of it verbally and have you send over some stuff. And then we'll, start to go through our analysis together. So it's right on the website. And if you have any questions, you know, feel free to, without, you know, getting involved, feel free to reach out, email or call in the office. Happy to spend that time with you guys.
Yeah, just click on it. You'll see a top right corner, free assessment. Or once you log on, it'll be right there front and center to get your free assessment and start that Cardinal Success Journey. All right, got a couple of mailbag questions I want to get to you before we get out of here today on the podcast. And first one's from Andy, who says, I've been told that I need to make sure I have a mortgage when I retire because that will be the only tax deduction I'll have at that point. I've been paying extra on my house to have it paid off by the time I retire, but maybe I should slow down on that plan?
Yeah, that's a great question, Andy. I would look at it from a financial planning and tax perspective, see if the benefits are maintaining a mortgage, you know, versus freeing it up from your budget from an expense standpoint, and then also looking at it from a tax standpoint and seeing what the difference is. Also understand that if you're getting, you know, pretty far into your mortgage at this point, that there might not be as much mortgage interest deductions as you once had earlier on based off that amortization schedule. So, you know, as you pay off that loan and interest, it's just going to be less to write off. So you really want to be comparing that itemized deductions that you're talking about with the mortgage interest and comparing that to the standard deduction. The standard deduction somewhere around $13,000 for the individual, $26,000 for a married couple. That actually might be higher than your itemized deduction of the mortgage interest. So it might be a moot point anyway. So, you know, whether you should be doing the extra payments before retirement versus putting it somewhere else, you know, I would bring that down into a financial conversation and analysis to kind of see if it makes sense to pay it down versus reinvest versus carrying that mortgage into retirement.
All right, great question. One more. This one is from Vicky. I like this one. It's a perfect fit for the show too. How can I tell if a financial advisor is actually qualified or not? My brother-in-law just informed us that he's now a financial advisor, but just a month ago, he was calling himself a life coach who happened to work part-time at Starbucks. So if he's a financial advisor all of a sudden, it makes me skeptical of the entire industry.
Yeah, so that's a funny question. So yeah, I mean, obviously I would, you know, with regards to your brother-in-law or, you know, yeah. Maybe if you're working with them, I would, you know, look at the firm that he's with and the support there that you can, you know, rely a little bit more on for that recommendations and, you know, and not so much coming from your brother-in-law who might be new in their career. Everyone's kind of got to get started somewhere. But with that said, putting your brother-in-law aside, other things that you can do where you don't really maybe know somebody is you can look into what's called Broker Check. This is a website that you can look up any advisor and it'll come up and you can look, see their educational background, years of experiences, where they've been from company standpoint, any disciplinary issues or actions against them. So that would be a kind of a good place to look at somebody if you don't really know them that well. And then to take it a little bit further, I'd be looking at qualifications like the CFP designation, which is kind of the highest standard for a financial advisor to hold. That designation, you know, requires advisors to work in the client's best interest as a fiduciary, maintaining continuous education credits annually, and for you not to have any disciplinary actions against you. So that's kind of where I would go with it.
All right, great question, Vicky. And hopefully this episode will help you out too and kind of getting a better sense of who maybe fits for you and some personalities to look out for. So it's been a good conversation today, Anthony. Thanks for your time as always. And again, I encourage you to get that free assessment right now. Log on cardinalwg.com and check out the Cardinal Success Journey. Get that process started. You can also call the office if you prefer to do that. The number is 609-362-5512. All right, Anthony, as always, great to catch up with you and I hope you have a good week.
Thanks so much, Ben. Appreciate it.
Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.